And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas. And joining me in studio, as she does every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson, the Executive Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's nice to be back. I was gone last week.
Yes, but we had a great guest last week, so I got to talk to Joanne Smith and got to hear about a lot of great things happening at the Fab Lab, including what they were talking about was there's a summer camp for girls, STEM summer camp, which is very, very cool. So
absolutely,
and the best part about that, it's free. So
so it's that's a great opportunity
absolutely.
For those girls.
Absolutely, because girls and women are underserved in those fields. I think I remember it was like 12% are only in like computer technology, and 22% are it's very, very, very low. So hopefully, it gets girls interested in that kind of stuff at a younger age. So it's definitely a good program. Let's go ahead and talk about a few things going on around Independence, and we always start our conversation out about recycling happening on Tuesdays.
That's right. You know, we were talking off the air about the rain this week, but the nice weather on the weekend. So I'll just remind everyone that, as you mentioned, recycling is always available at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple on Tuesdays from 11 to 1 and Thursdays from 8 to 2. And you can drop off on Thursdays as well as Tuesdays all of your, you know, your bulky items, your building materials, your broken furniture, just other items that typically need to be put into a dumpster. You can throw them in the back of your truck, shove them in your back seat or the trunk of your car, and bring them to the sanitation yard on those Tuesday and Thursday time frames, as well as the first Saturday of the month. And that's, as I mentioned, it's going to be nice this weekend, so it's always a great time to really clean up your property. It's spring, it's nice weather. Get out, get all of that stuff loaded up, cleaned up, and hauled off. We have been given a huge gift by the City of Independence to not be charged for this. So we sometimes take that for granted because we think every community does that or every city offers that, and that is not the case. So we are very fortunate to be able to have the opportunity to throw away all of our junk, get rid of it. You can also set some things at the curbside, and you can call the city offices, and they will make arrangements to pick it up. Now, they don't just come out, you know, ASAP. They have a lot of other things on their plate, so you have to be patient. If you want it gone ASAP, then load it up and take it to the sanitation yard along with your recycling on Tuesdays from 11 to 1, Thursdays from 8 to 2, and the first Saturday of every month from 8 to noon.
All right, and the Farmers to Families Food Commodities, their next distribution is today.
That's right.
So that continues a little bit longer than originally thought. So, hey, this is a great thing happening in Indy.
That's right, and some listeners are probably saying, oh, no, you said we weren't going to have it on the 18th, and that's true. Last night we got notice that another community declined the truck. They weren't able to accept it. And they called Independence and said, hey, do you want a distribution? And Rusty Arnold, our superintendent of schools, said, absolutely. So that truck is showing up in Independence this morning at around 10 o'clock. Distribution will start at 10:30. So please, if you are listening and you know of someone that typically participates in that distribution, or you are someone who participates and you'd mark that off your calendar, get it back on your calendar, and go out. We do not want to have food left over. We want to load up, you know, everyone's back seats and trunks full of lots of food boxes. Typically, they usually give out 2 to 3. They're probably going to definitely be giving out 3, if not more, because they don't, again, want to have food left over, and potentially people haven't carved the time out to get in line and participate in that. I do want to let everyone know it's totally free. Anyone and everyone is welcome to be able to just line up, go through the drive-thru, pick up a box. It has fresh meat in there. There's produce, there's cheese, there's dairy products. You know, every time I open up the box, I'm just amazed at how full it is of, you know, with great foods and vegetables and meats, as I mentioned. And also, every box comes with a gallon of milk. So if you get 4 boxes, you're walking away or driving away with 4 gallons of milk as well. So that feeds a lot of hungry kiddos in the family.
Tell you what, my kids would drink all of it.
I know. It's great. They love milk.
Yeah, yes. And they love milk, but it's good for you, though, as well.
It is good.
So.
But, you know, when you can put the hurt to a gallon of milk and it's $3+ for a gallon, it gets expensive. By the time you've fixed breakfast and lunch and dinner, it can be gone quickly.
Yeah,
so.
Very, very quickly. And like I said, my kids would kill it quickly. So, again, anyway, the distribution for that starts at 10:30. Lineup starts at 10 o'clock. It's also time for the Independence Bulldog Basketball Camp.
That's right. I've talked about this as well. This Bulldog Basketball Camp is sponsored by Commercial Bank, and we want to make sure that everyone is aware of this opportunity. It is for 3rd through 12th graders. It's Tuesday through Friday on June the 1st through the 4th. And originally that sounded like a long way away, and now it's coming up hard
and
fast.
Right around the corner.
That's right. So sign up is basically now. The camp, again, is June 1 through the 4th. The cost is $30 per student, but if you have more than one youth in the family that wants to participate, it's $15 for each additional family member. They've got lots of activities planned. They're going to play 3-on-3 games, knockout, dribble tag. And if you have any questions about the camp, you can call Coach Brad Smith at the high school, 332-1815.
All right. And also, if you're looking to enjoy some great music and amazing food, well, head over to Blues at Dickie's Barbecue.
I know. I always like to mention this because not only is it a great place to eat, but it's always super fun when you go and you get some extra entertainment. So every Wednesday, they are having, as you said, Blues and Barbecue. So be sure and check that out. It'll be this Wednesday, and it starts at 6:30. They usually wrap up around 9 o'clock. So, you know, usually I go like around 6 o'clock and eat and visit, and then the music starts around 6:30 and just can sit and enjoy it, or you can show up anytime during those hours and enjoy your dinner and enjoy the music. So put that on your calendar and check out some barbecue. And then if beer is your thing, or wine can be your thing, or root beer can be your thing, you can head just kind of over on to, that's Penn Avenue is where Dickie's is, and you can go on to Main Street, which is basically just a couple blocks away, and you can hit the brewery, another fun thing to do on Wednesday evenings. So they have like a mixtape music bingo. Lots of people are always in there having a good time. Starts at 7 o'clock. And then on Thursday at the brewery, they also have trivia night. So you'll want to check that out if that sounds like something fun to do. And it's always, there's great places to eat in downtown. We've got Uncle Jack's and Turbo's and Brothers and the brewery where you can take food in from all those great places, and Dickie's. And then during the day, you've got Casey's and Deli downtown and Annie Mae's. So there's lots of great places to eat in downtown Independence. So check that out.
And like I said, what's good about Any Brew Works is they allow you to bring food in. Because
it's the best, yeah.
Go ahead and grab some food from a local restaurant and head on over there and enjoy all that fun stuff over there. Coming up on Thursday, May the 20th, there's going to be a speaker. It's going to be Dr. John Edgar Tidwell. He will be talking about the Independence Sesquicentennial. I think I said that right.
You did.
that word's always been hard, but he's going to be talking about the Independence Sesquicentennial.
That's right. So there is an Indy 150 speaker series, and I just received a press release, I think, yesterday, and the Independence Sesquicentennial speaker series is going to continue with Dr. Edward Tidwell, as you mentioned. This Thursday, he will be speaking, which is May the 20th, at 7 in the evening, and his topic will be When Freedom Changed America, and this event will take place at the museum. The address of the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center is 123 North 8th Street, and Dr. Tidwell is speaking as part of the Smithsonian Crossroads exhibition. And it's Crossroads Change in Rural America, and it's part of the Museum on Main Street, which is a collaboration between the Smithsonian Institution and Humanities Kansas. So if you're looking for something interesting and historical to do on Thursday evening, you've got something ready and waiting for you at the museum around 7 o'clock.
I'm going to turn my mic back on there, but I was sounding it out. I think it's sesquicentennial.
You're right.
So that word is always hard for me to say.
Or you could just say the 150th
anniversary. That's so much easier to say. All right, and this Friday, the community is invited to attend the Jim Hayward artwork unveiling named Independence 150 Years. So
that's right. This, too, is celebrating the 150th anniversary. So Jim Hayward is a local artist. He has Jim Hayward Fine Art. It's a gallery in downtown Independence. And he and Rhonda are huge supporters of our community. They're both incredibly talented, and they are very generous with their talents. They give back to our community in many, many ways, and this is one beautiful way that he is giving back. He has created a beautiful piece of artwork that is very eclectic in nature, and it hangs in the gallery at the Civic Center, and we will be doing an unveiling of that this Friday evening from 5:30 to 7, so the community is invited to come and enjoy some time together and, you know, just visiting and enjoying gathering as community members, and then being able to enjoy the beauty of the artwork as we unveil his gift to our community. He is calling it Independence 150 Years, and it is truly something to see. So it's awesome. I encourage everyone to try to make it. And if it doesn't work with your schedule, people are busy, the Civic Center is always open. So you can come into the Civic Center and you basically just walk straight in on that ground floor and go straight back, and you'll run right into it. It hangs on the wall. They've painted the wall a beautiful gray, and this piece of artwork just pops. It's super cool. You got to check it out.
That's very, very cool. So be sure to check that out. That's going to be this Friday. And then the Young Professionals of Indy also on Friday will be having a block party.
That's right. So the Young Professionals always have something fun planned, and this weekend is no exception. Friday, May 21st, from 6 to 8:30. There will be a block party, which is basically a family night for the young professionals. And that means if you're a young professional with kids or without kids, everyone is invited. There will be some food. There'll be a food truck there from To Be Smokin', so you can buy dinner from the food truck. There's going to be yard games. There's going to be, obviously, right across the street is Indy Brew Works, so you'll be able to get some fun brews, and there'll be music. They'll have popsicles and glow sticks for the kiddos. So if you want to RSVP for that, you can RSVP by emailing ypindyks@gmail.com, or you can always just give the chamber a call at 331-1890. And again, it's for YPI members and their family only. But if you want to join, I'm sure that they will get you signed up so that you can participate and be a part of the Young Professionals organization, as they are a very active group in the community making a difference.
All right. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then the Independence Farmers and Makers Market is open again this Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. So the Farmers Market is just bursting at the seams and has had great participation in the last 3 weeks. So the first couple weeks, we had over 17 vendors. And last week, we had a little bit of rain, but we still had vendors out there. So we had great farmers market despite the weather, and we're anticipating another great one this weekend. The farmers market is every Saturday from 7 to 11. So it's in the public parking lot right behind Annie Mae's. That's at the corner of Chestnut and 8th Street. And they have fresh produce. They have meat vendors. They have pies and cookies and sweet rolls and cinnamon rolls. They have coffee vendor there. They have a tea vendor that is there. They have someone who makes soaps and bath products. They have hanging baskets, and they have so many cool things. Jewelry. I could just go on and on, because they have a lot to offer, and not every vendor just has one thing. They have multiple things. They have wine. They have charcuterie boards. They have everything. So be sure and check out the farmers market during the summer. Later on in the summer, I think starting in June, which again is just around the corner, we will start having a Thursday evening farmers market. So that will be a nice addition as well. So put that on your calendar, and we look forward to continuing to grow the market. There's plenty of room for vendors. If you want to be a vendor, you just need to follow the guidelines, the policies, and go to the Independence Farmers and Makers Market, and there's a doc right there that you can fill out and turn in.
All right. So, again, another great thing there. And also, the we bring it up every week, but the Little House on the Prairie Museum is open now for the season, and it's a really fun place.
Yeah. So, if this weekend is scheduled to have nice weather, I think everyone should carve out a little time to head out to the Little House on the Prairie. You're sure to see unfamiliar faces out there because it is a big tourist attraction. Lots of people from out of state are there. Lots of people from out of the country are there. We get calls, you know, every single week, multiple times, about people that are coming in town and they're traveling across the nation going to all of the Little House on the Prairie sites, you know, kind of making it a field trip. And so they're stopping in our community, and we're excited about that. They have a log cabin out there, a schoolhouse, a post office. They even have a gift store that has lots of nice items. They have some mules, miniature donkeys, miniature ponies, picnic areas, just lots of fun. And if you need more information about that, you can give them a call at 620-289-4238. Admission's only $3 for adults, $1 for the kids. And they're open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. So check it out.
Absolutely. And the VFW would like to invite the community to bingo night every Monday night.
So, yes, I need to go back to bingo. I had been going on Monday, and then the pandemic kind of slowed things down a little bit. But they're back open and having a good time on Monday evening. The doors open at 5. Games begin at 7. And bingo packs start at $7. So that's the base rate. So you pay $7, or you can buy more packs if you want to, if you're like a bingo player extraordinaire.
Well, I'll tell you, my granny, who's no longer with us, man, she could have like 10 cards and just notice every number. And I was just always like, I got one card and I'm good.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm like you. I'm a one card girl. So, Jenny Soper from Magnolia Inn, which is a bed and breakfast in town, she is actually one of the callers for bingo night. Very energetic, fun lady. And so, just get out and play some bingo. It's going to be lots and lots of fun if you're looking for something to do. They have a concession stand, so you can get nachos and hot dogs and things like that there as well. And then I also want to give the VFW a big old shout out, because do you remember a few weeks ago we talked about the Cinco de Mayo fundraiser that they were having, and they had a pie auction? Anyway, let me first say, they have great food, so you should definitely go eat there, especially when they're having specials. So the Mexican food that night was so good, and they raised a ton of money. They raised over $3,500, so now they have purchased more brackets, and they have purchased more flags to be able to continue to line the streets of Independence with American flags. So that's just awesome, and I just encourage everyone to understand that that is – to sustain that beauty in our community and that patriotism, we have to support when they do fundraisers, because these flags do not last forever. They're especially those ones out on West Main, they are getting a beating, you know, with the wind that blows through our community. So
especially on the bridge, I mean, because it really whips up right there.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, we get calls that, you know, a flag looks tattered. And I mean to tell you, one day the flag looks nice and the next day it's just ripped to shreds. And so please don't think that we're just turning a blind eye to that. It takes a lot of work, and you got to be careful when you're out there. Mm-hmm. There's traffic, and so we're doing our best to replace those flags and keep the beauty flying, and we're very proud of that project. The VFW has done a great job, so shout out to them for multiple reasons, but the flag project is beautiful, and if you want to continue to give to that project, you can give the Chamber a call at 331-1890, and we'll point you in the right direction to be able to donate to that cause.
And speaking of veterans, we're calling all of them in the area, as there will be a veterans representative at the VFW on Thursday.
they've made this available for veterans, and it's a wonderful opportunity. It's always the third Thursday of the month. It's at the VFW at 113 East Myrtle. And basically, they have a representative who comes to town and assists veterans when they're filing claims. I understand that it can be very daunting and tedious and difficult and overwhelming process, and so they're bringing in a representative to help those veterans get those papers filled out, turned in, and so that they can start receiving the benefits that they deserve. So please put that on your calendar and share that information if you know of someone who could benefit from that type of assistance with their paperwork. Again, it's the third Thursday of every month, and the third Thursday of May will actually be the 20th.
All right. And the Chamber's business after hours and ribbon cutting will be there for Dicker's Barbecue on Wednesday, May 26th.
Yes. So not only do they have blues and barbecue at Dickie's, but we're going to be celebrating them with a business after hours. This is the business after hours is for Chamber members only, but we have a lot of Chamber members, so I'm going to speak about it on the radio. Business after hours and a ribbon cutting will be Wednesday, May the 26th. And, you know, they've been open for a while, but they opened right before COVID hit. And so we didn't get to adequately celebrate them. And even though things have kind of opened up, our business after hours, usually a lot of people attend. And so we still didn't really want to have one where you couldn't, you know, we're supposed to be masked up, but then there's going to be food available. And so we just decided we were going to wait until the timing was right. And now that the mask mandate has been lifted, the time is right. And the business after hours and ribbon cutting will be next week, Wednesday the 26th, at Dickie's Barbecue from 5 to 6.
So Dickie's finally getting their ribbon cutting almost a year after being in business. But again, unfortunately, they opened almost at the same time that the pandemic came down. But it's good to see that they're still open and doing very, very well. And then all the fun starts right after dark next Friday, as it will be time for glow-in-the-dark miniature golf.
I know, lots of fun at the park and the zoo, and glow-in-the-dark miniature golf is something I think they started doing this last summer. It was the summer before that, because last summer we were still in the middle of all of this. They've been doing glow-in-the-dark golf on the fourth Friday of the month, April through October. So the next one will be Friday, May the 28th. Glow Golf costs $5. And with that, you get obviously fun times on, you know, of miniature golf. And there's drawings for t-shirts and free miniature golf tickets and Love Indie bracelets. And you get those fun glow in the dark golf balls that you get to hit around out there on their 18-hole course. Concessions will be available, so you can bring the family out and just enjoy a fun night of glow-in-the-dark golf. That's another thing that we kind of take for granted. We think every community has a park and a zoo with trains and train and carousel and miniature golf, and that is not the case. So we are so fortunate to have all of these fun activities available, so put them on your calendar.
Well, and we know that the summer is about to kick up, because the Riverside Park Family Aquatic Center will be opening up this Saturday. Well, Saturday the 29th,
yes.
Not this Saturday.
But yes. No, so yeah, not this Saturday, but next. And I'm hoping for some warm weather, because that's going to be some cold water if we don't get some sunshine on that. But regardless of the temperature of the water, the swimming pool will be opening Saturday, May the 29th. It's open Saturdays through Tuesdays from 1 to 6, $4 a person. And they even have family nights on Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7 for $5 a family. So, again, that's another fun, affordable activity. And when you drive by our aquatic center, you see not just Montgomery County tags, but you see a lot of out-of-county tags because, again, a lot of communities are not blessed with an aquatic center. I mean, they have a swimming pool, but not one with water slides and all the things, you know, lazy rivers and the things that we have at our aquatic center. So it definitely brings in a lot of people from the surrounding area, and just grab some sunscreen and a beach towel and hit the Aquatic Center.
And the cool thing is family nights on Thursday and Friday evenings from 5 to 7 p.m. And it's only $5 per family. So it's like if you do that, I mean, you're saving quite a bit of money on those Thursday and Friday evenings.
That's right. And I think it's $5 per family up to five people. And then it's like an additional dollar or something after that. What in the world can you do with a family of five for a couple of hours for $5?
Well, my kids and I will definitely be heading up there at some point. So, because they love going to like the pool or something like that. So, and they keep saying, "Dad, can we go to the Aquatic Center?" I said, "Well, as soon as it opens, we'll go to the Aquatic Center."
Very affordable fun.
Absolutely. And this one that interests me is a lot too, because the Mid-Continent Band is gearing up and ready to perform starting on June 1st.
Yes, so Tuesday, June the 1st, the band will be playing throughout the summer on Tuesday evenings in the Hilly Band Shell at 7 p.m. And in addition to their regular Tuesday evening performances, the band will hold a special Memorial Day concert at the Cenotaph at Mount Hope Cemetery at 10 in the morning on Memorial Day, which is Monday, May the 31st. And I believe if it rains, they will move it over to the 4-H building.
All right, and then save the date because the Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo are hosting Boots and Bowties Zoo Brew.
That's right, and this is so much fun. We did not do this last summer. I think it was two or three summers ago that they did Zoo Brew, and it's a huge fundraiser for Four Paws, and again, that's an acronym for Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo, and they are hosting, as you mentioned, the Boots and Bow Ties, so you can dress Western, you can dress up, whatever you want to do, and get tickets to Zoo Brew. It's going to be Friday, June the 4th from 6:30 to 9:30 at Ralph Mitchell Zoo, kind of over by Monkey Island, and a fun night full of horseshoes and cornhole. They're going to have line dancing, great beer, and the tickets are $30 a piece, and that includes dinner by To Be Smokin', so some great barbecue, and beverages by Demo Distributors, and obviously you need to be 21 to be able to get a ticket to the event, but all proceeds are going towards playground improvements, and tickets can be purchased at Commercial Bank, Community National Bank and Trust, Equity Bank, First Oak Bank, so basically wherever you bank, you can get signed up for Zoo Brew, and you can always swing by the Chamber of Commerce. We're taking signups as well. So swing by, and you can come in to any of those banks or to the Chamber office. We'll get you all signed up. You buy your ticket. We put you on the list, and then you'll just check in when you register and that evening. And then I believe you can also go onto the Four Paws website and you can purchase tickets online. But if you need more information about that, you can call the Chamber office and we can help you out. But again, it's a night of great fun. It's a fundraiser. You know, I've talked this morning all about the amazing things that we have at our Bark and Zoo. But if we did not do fundraisers and get sponsorships and things like that, we wouldn't have all the things that we have. The city supports it with a lot of money, but we also need more money to be able to continuously add wonderful things to our park and to our zoo. So all the proceeds from this event will go to playground improvements, and everyone enjoys the playground. So,
absolutely. And the last thing we'll be talking about today is the Independence Historical Museum and Arts Center. They are planning an online auction fundraiser.
And that's right. So we're blessed to have an amazing historical museum and arts center. And the board of directors is planning on an online auction fundraiser to help raise some needed funds for the museum. Bidding will take place June the 8th through the 12th. They have anywhere between, I mean, they're still pulling things out, so we're estimating 200 to 400 items are going to be up for auction. They can be viewed in the main lobby starting Tuesday, June the 8th. And these items are from a select group of unrestricted gifts to the museum. So these are gifts that people have just said, I want to contribute to the museum. I want to donate to the museum. This is something in my family. We don't need it anymore. Would the museum like to have it? The museum never turns down anything for the most part. And they're so gracious and accepting that now they're bursting at the seams because they have way too much on the property. So they are looking at select group of unrestricted items, and then they have been in storage for a long time too. You know, there's not enough exhibit space to be able to put all of these items out. So a lot of things have been in storage. So the purpose of this auction is to just raise money. The museum always needs funding for the projects and the things and that they are wanting to do, maintenance on the building. And they also need to get some storage space back as well. So anyone interested in participating in the auction, wants to buy some fun items, you need to sign up with Midwest Auctions at www.biddingheronline.com, or you can call the museum with questions, 331-3515. And again, the bidding will take place June the 8th through the 12th. So put that on your calendar and help the museum raise some money and maybe make some purchases of some antique items that you can enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. Lots of great things going on in Indy. And Lisa, if anybody has any questions about what is going on, what we've talked about today, or maybe they are a business and would like to join the chamber, how can they do that?
So we have a website, indkschamber.org. So you can check out our website for lots of great information. All of the flyers to the events that I've listed are on there as well. So if you're looking for the finer details, you can check that out. Our Facebook page is Get Independence. And our phone number is 620-331-1890. And absolutely, if you are interested in being part of the Chamber of Commerce business community and membership, give us a call. We'd love to have you join.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next Tuesday.
I'll be back.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.